And when many schools come and they speak about or they pose a question regarding the system of zakat, we have to understand the system of zakat or the system of charity, sadaqat, has been introduced in Islam and made compulsory. So no one is deprived of necessity, of objects of necessity. Everyone has qut, meaning sustenance, on the table. No one sleeps with an empty stomach. So our duty is first to take care of those people that are around us that have families and are struggling. And if we cannot find anyone in the settlement, then we should look at the neighboring countries or those countries where our relatives, immediate relatives, are residing, and we should try to take care of them. Our children, they go to school. They drink a Coke a day. If they sacrifice one Coke a day, or one Coke a week, in 52 weeks, they will have $100. $100 in a poor Muslim country is sufficient for the sustenance of one family per month. We are not organized. Muslims in the world are not organized. Different religions are organized. So people speak on behalf of them. People work on behalf of them. Because they are organized, they know how to utilize their wealth. We are not organized. We have differences amongst the community, amongst the brothers and the sisters. But if we are organized and we make an organization, or we individually think that how can our wealth be utilized properly, so there is no Muslim brother or sister, or there is no relative that sleeps with an empty stomach, this world will be free of destitution and poverty. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says that I love to take care of those families that are struggling. Prophet of Allah says, Al-Khalqu Iyalullah. Al-Khalqu Iyalullah. فَأَحْسَنُ الْخَلْقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَى عِيَالِهِ. That this makhluk of Allah that we see, the human beings, this is the family of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if you want to be close with Allah Rabbul Izzat, then take care of the family of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There's a hadith in Mishkatul Masabi narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an. السَّاعِي عَلَى الْأَرْمَلَى وَالْمِسْكِينَ كَالسَّاعِي فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The Prophet of Allah says, a person that takes care of the sustenance of a widow or a poor person, he is like he is in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. كَالسَّاعِي فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He is like he is in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then the Prophet of Allah says, وَأَحْسَبُهُ. I believe. وَأَحْسَبُهُ. The Prophet of Allah is saying, I believe. كَالْقَائِمْ لَا يَفْطُرْ وَكَالصَّائِمْ لَا يَفْطُرْ. I believe that that person will get the same reward as if he has been standing in prayer continuously. And he will get the same reward of that person that has been fasting without breaking the fast. This is a duty upon the Muslims to take care of the others. And whatever we give in the path of Allah will not go to a waste. Five people in the house of Hazrat Ali. Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Fatima, Hassan, Hussein, and Hazrat Haris. Five people have not eaten for 3 days. Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of the Prophet of Allah, she takes off her shawl and she gives it to Hazrat Ali and she says, why don't you sell this in the market? Now you think about the feeling, the emotions of Hazrat Ali, Asadullah, seeing his two beautiful sons, seeing his wife, that is the daughter of the Prophet of Allah, and they are feeling hunger and thirst for the last 3 days. Hazrat Ali takes this cloth, knowing the situation of his family, and he walks And he goes to the market and he sells that cloth of Hazrat Fatima. He gets the price of that cloth, 36 dirham. He's returning back and he finds one person that is struggling. His family is struggling, but he finds one person that is struggling. This is the sifat of a Muslim. This is the sifat of a mu'min, that he cannot see another person struggling. He sees this person struggling, he forgets about the pain, the hunger, the thirst of his own family, his own children, and he gives that 6 dirham to that person. And he's returning back home empty-handed. Nothing to show. One person comes and he has a beautiful camel. He knows Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, would you like to buy this? Hazrat Ali says, I do not have anything to give to you. He said, I will give it to you on a loan. The price is 100 dirham. Would you like to buy this for 100 dirham? Hazrat Ali looks at the camel. It is a beautiful camel. So Hazrat Ali says, all right, I will pay you in the near future. And Hazrat Ali takes that camel. He's walking home in debt now. 100 dirham in debt. And he has given 6 dirham in the path of Allah. He has kept his children waiting for food. They are experiencing hunger and thirst, and he's going to return back empty-handed. They may sleep the next night without food. Another person comes to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and he says that this camel is very beautiful. Are you interested in selling this camel? He says, yes. So this person says, how much did you buy it for? He said, for 100 dirham. He said, look, I will give it to you for 60 dirham in profit. 160 dirham I give to you. I give this to you for 160 dirham. Hazrat Ali says, why not? So he takes the 160 dirham, gives this camel to that person, and is walking home with $60 profit. Or 60 dirham profit. The first person that sold the camel, he returns. And he says that, do you have the 100 dirham? He says, yes, I have the 100 dirham. He gives him the 100 dirham, so he's not in debt. And he has 60 dirham, and he comes to Hazrat Fatima, and he gives the 60 dirham to Hazrat Fatima. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha says that the price of the cloth was not 60 dirham. And Hazrat Ali said, I made a trade, a business with Allah. I made a business with Allah. And a person that makes a business with Allah, he never loses. He never loses. When this story was mentioned to the Prophet of Allah, the Prophet of Allah says that, do you know the unseen system started to work for you when Allah saw your situation? That your children, Hassan Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, Fatima Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, the Prophet of Allah is the father. Do you know that when you gave that 6 dirham to that poor person, the rahmat of Allah came to your rescue? So the first person that came to you and he sold the camel to you was Jibra'il. And the person that bought it off you for 160 dirham was Mika'il. Allah Rabbul Izzat reward us all and unite the entire ummah on the platform of Iman and A'mal Salihah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.